Fernando.
Record.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Lamed Ches. We're starting the Mishnah at the very top of the Omid. And what the Mishnah is going to introduce now is the inyan of Shabbos and Yom Tov, which come together one day after the other. Similar to our Rosh Hashanah this year, we're going to have Shabbos, first day of Hashanah on Shabbos, second day is going to be on Sunday. But that's not what the Mishnah is really referring to. It's referring to a one day Yom Tov like they have in Eretz Yisrael, which is either falling out on Friday or on Sunday. So we have 2 days in a row, Shabbos Sunday or Shabbos Yom Tov or Yom Tov Shabbos. And the Shaila is Legabe, making an Erev to be able to go and walk the additional 2,000 Amis. And we're going to discuss now the inyan of Shtei Kedushoi Sein or Kedusha Achas Sein. So they have a din of two separate Kedushois, and therefore you have the right to make two separate Eruvin, one for day one, one for day two. Or do you say no, that they become merged into one like a Yoyim Arichta, and therefore you can only make one Erev in one direction? That's going to be the machlokes and our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Rav Elazar Omer, Yontif asamach leShabbos bein mefonel bein melacharei. Yontif comes out adjacent to Shabbos, either the day before on Friday, or the day after on Sunday. Ma'ariv odam shnei eruvin. A person has the right and the authority to go and set aside two separate eruvin. What does that mean, two separate Eruvin? V'yomer, he can go and say the following. Eruvi berishoy lemizrach, ubesheni lemarav. Or berishoy lemarav, ubesheni lemizrach. As we'll see in the Gemara, it's desirable that he should put the two Eruvin away before Yom Tov. Let's assume that Yom Tov, for instance, is on Friday. So already Thursday night, before Bein HaShemashes, he should put aside the two Eruvin. One in the Mizrach side, and one in the Maariv side. And before or at the time of Bein HaShemashes on Thursday night, he should say that for Friday, meaning the first day, I want the Mizrach Erev to be effective, and for Shabbos, I want the Maariv Erev to be effective. Or vice versa. All of that works, says Reb Elazar. Furthermore, continues Reb Elazar, Barishay Lamaariv, let me say the words again so I shouldn't get confused. Again. It's Ma'arav Odom Shnei Ruvin. V'oimer. Eruvi Berishon Lemizrach U'B'Shein Lemarav. Berishon Lemarav U'B'Shein Lemizrach. Eruvi Berishon, I want the Erev to be effective for the first day. Two. Mizrach, Marav, whatever. U'B'Shein Yikimina Iri. I don't want it to be effective for the second day. The second day I want to have like all the people that live in my town. Because I don't want to lose the 2,000 Amos in the other direction. People always lose sight of the fact that when you put up an Eid of Eruvit Chumen, it's not just a gain, there's also a loss. Because if you don't put up an Eid of, you have the right to go and walk 2,000 Amos in each direction. 2,000 Amos to the north and 2,000 Amos to the south, and to the east and to the west. When you make an Eid of, for instance, to the east, what happens is now you gain 2,000 Amos that you can walk not just 2,000, but you can work 4,000, but you lose your 2,000 Amos to the Maariv to the west. So yes, it's beneficial. Now you can walk all the way to Kishkin Halash, if assuming that that's within 4,000 Amos, but you lose the right to go and walk in the other direction towards Ketchkemet, because you lost those 2,000. So therefore, he can go and split it up. Eruv Berishon, on the first day I should have an Eruv on my Mizrach, or my Maariv side. Or B'Sheni, on the second day, Kibna Ira, I want to be able to walk like everybody else, so I can go in all directions, 2,000 Amos.
Does he state this on Thursday?
Afternoon? Yes, he does.
So he can't decide Friday.
We're going to talk about that in the Gemara. Now, what about the other way around? Other way around too. Eruv B'Sheni, Uberishon, Kibnei Iri. Eruv B'Sheni means I want an Eruv to be chal for the second day, for Shabbos, but for Friday I won't be able to walk around like everybody else in town. So he splits it up. The Chacham say very, very definitively and very vehemently, no. Oy ma'arav l'ruach achas, oy ein ma'arav kol iker. For both days, you got to be ma'arav to one ruach, Rashi, you look at the Rashi halfway down the Amud. Oy me'arav l'ruach achas letzorech shnei yomim. You want to put a native? No problem. But it's got to be l'mizrach both days, or it's got to be l'mariv both days. Oy ein mariv chalika. Otherwise, don't make an native. In other words, it's all or nothing.
One.
Whoa, that's what you're going to see in a moment. Don't be nervous. I know you're not nervous, you're concerned. Good. Or the other way around, ma'arav l'shnei yomim, you can be ma'arav for both days, and ma'arav kalikr. Now what does that mean, ma'arav l'shnei yomim? Ma'arav l'shnei yomim means in one direction, either mizrach or ma'arav. And the Gemara is going to ask, aren't the Chum just repeating themselves? Chum just said now, ma'arav l'ruach achas, make sure you ma'arav to one ruach, said Rashi, l'shnei yomim for both days, only in one direction. Otherwise, don't bother. Or I ma'arav l'shnei yomim. What means l'shnei yomim? In one direction, in one ruach. So here the Rabbanan say, make sure for both days you make it in one ruach. And then the second expression he says, and make sure that it's in one ruach for both days. So aren't they just repeating themselves and being repetitious, duplicative, repetitive? And that's what he's going to ask that question. Now the Chacham continue on. So what we see so far is that according to Belezer, when you have Yom Tov and Shabbos, or Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's considered to be Shtei Kedushos Hein. Now, of course, it has different Kedushos for purposes of someone who's Mechalel Shabbos or Yom Tov. Someone who does an Issa Melocha B'mezid on Shabbos, Chas HaShom, can get Skila, or can get Kores. If you, Chas HaShom, are over the same Aveira on Yom Tov, you're over an Isser Lav, and you'll get Malkus. But there is no Misa. So clearly there are two different Kedushos. And here you can carry, and here you cannot carry, and here you can cook, and here you cannot cook. For sure. But the Gabi Hilchas Tchumen, Eruvay Tchumen, do they have a different din of one Kedusha, two Kedushas? According to the Blazer, two Kedushas. You can do Mizra for one day, Mara for the other day. And the Chum say, no, Kedusha Achasein, it's one Kedusha, and therefore both have the same din, either both days Mizrach, or both days Marav, or both days Zero. However, even the Chachamim say, Sedon Eitzah. But again, the Eitzah is only for one Erev in one direction for both days. Ketzi Yasa. What should a person do? Maylicha Barishai. He should take his Erev out on Thursday night. Again, if Friday is Yom Tov, he takes it out Thursday night before Ben Hashemashes. Umachshich Olav, we've had this Gemara already a few days ago. Umachshich Olav, and then he waits there the entire Ben Hashemashes until it's Choshech, until it's Tzeisak Chovim. Now we know that the Erev was effective, the Noit Loi, Uba Loi, and he can take it and bring it back to his house. Now, in theory, he didn't have to bring it back to his house. He could just have left it there. But what he was concerned was that maybe it will be eaten up in the middle. Or maybe it's going to be stolen. Okay, we're going to talk about that momentarily. So therefore, he brings his Erev home. And then Vishening, meaning on Friday afternoon late, since it's Yom Tov, he's allowed to carry. So then Vishening means it's now close to Benish Moshes, Machshech Olav, he brings the Erev and puts it out once again on the same spot. Remember the button hold that since it's Kedusha Achasi, you cannot make two separate Erev into two separate places, to the same place, however, you can repeat it the second time. And you didn't have to, you could have left it there, but then I'm concerned that the second night it won't be there anymore. So, Bishedi, put it out again. Machshech Olav, wait until after Tzeisak Echovim. Now he cannot go and carry it back because it's Shabbos. But what he can do is va'oichloi, he can go and eat it. In other words, dab mariv, make kiddush, and eat the whole erev up, and that's fine. Ubolay, then go home. V'nimtza, by doing it this way, mistake b'halichosoi, u'mistake b'eruvai. He gets schar for his alicha, and he gets schar for his erev. What does that mean, he gets schar for his alicha and schar for his erev? The Gemara means to say is that the Chachamim are saying, in theory, you could have just left it there on Thursday night and used that same erev for both days, because either Rabbanan hold that it's Kedusha Achasi and it's one day, and that's it, and therefore you don't have to go the second day. The only problem is that if it's going to be eaten up before the second day, you won't have an erev for the second day. Oh, you won't have an erev for the second day? Good idea. I'm going to take it home, and I'm going to bring it back, put it down a second time, and therefore I'm mistaker. I have now the schar b'halicha that I went out a second time, and I'm mistaker b'eruvah that now I can go and eat it. I couldn't eat it the first day, because if I eat it the first day, there would be nothing left for the second day. And that's in fact what the Chum continues saying. Nechal Barishon, if he only left out one Erev on Thursday night, and left it there, he didn't take it home with him, he left it there, and then afterwards it was Nechal, it was eaten up, either by the Baal Hu Erev, or by a ganef, or by a behem of a chaya, someone ate it up. A ruv of the rishon, the erev worked for the rishon, of course, as long as it was there, the entire ben hashmashes until into Shabbos or into Yom Tov, it's fine. That's great. However, ve'ein a ruv l'sheni, if there was no erev left for the second day, no good. He won't be able to go and carry on the second day. The chayyim, this is inconsistent. Why is this inconsistent? Because if the Rabbanan hold that Shabbos and Yom Tov are one Kedusha, and that's why you can't go and make two separate Eruvim, one Lemizrach and one Lemarav, then you only need one Erev altogether. It's like a Yoyim Arichta, one long day. You can't go and split up a day. Long day, it's one day of 48 hours, and therefore it should be enough just to put the Erev there the first night, and you shouldn't even need it the second night. And therefore, Omelahem Reb Lezer said, ha ha ha, moidematam li she'ein shtei kedushas. By the fact that you just said at the end, that if the Erev was eaten up on Thursday night, or Friday afternoon, and it doesn't work anymore for Shabbos, why doesn't it work for Shabbos? You told me kedusha achasei. Is the chasimim that you agree with me? So the Chayyim Reb Lezer has a very good point, and the Gemara is going to go through the entire dialogue of our Mishnah once again.
How do they, what should you do Shabbos? Shabbos, you can't, if there's no, you can't carry on Shabbos like you can on Yom Tov. So if Yom Tov is on Sunday, mm-hmm. you bring your Erev out Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. your Erev is good for Shabbos, mm-hmm. what do you do Shabbos afternoon? You can't carry the Erev out again if you brought it back.
You're either going to have to hire a security guard to watch there to make sure nobody takes it away, or you yourself are going to have to sit there, or you're going to have to come out again on walk out to that place on Beit Shemoshes before Matzah Shabbos, yeah. and make sure it's there, because if it's not there, you won't be able to go, you'll be stuck. Zok Yimar, we started off by referring to the fact that in the middle of the Mishnah, the Chachamim say something that appears to be duplicative. They say Oy Ma'arav L'Ruach Achas. What did the Chachamim mean by saying, make sure you make the air of the Ruach Achas? They meant to say L'Shnei Yom for 2 days. And then they said, oh, by the way, make your air of L'Shnei Yom for 2 days. Mind you, what do they mean? L'Ruach Achas in one direction. Hayne Kamaisa. You're just repeating yourself. Says Yimahachikam Radei Rabban Le Reb Lezer. Iyatamoydu, don't you agree with me, Reb Lezer? She'ein ma'arvin le'yoyim echad chetzi le'tzofim chetzi le'doroim. What happens if you have your normal regular Shabbos throughout the year? Regular Shabbos. Do you agree with me that you cannot make two Erevin? That Shabbos morning you want to go to north and Shabbos afternoon you want to go south? Don't you agree with me you cannot split up one day into two pieces? Amlehen aval, of course I agree with you. You can't make two Erevin for one Shabbos. So say the Chacham, Kishen she'ein ma'arvim liyoyim echad, chetzio ledorim, v'chetzio letzofoin. Just like in one day of Shabbos, you can't split it up. Kachin ma'arvim lishnei yomim, yoyim echad lemizrach, v'yoyim echad lemarov. You can't split up 2 days either, because 2 days are considered to be like Kedusha Achas for purposes of making an Eruvei Tchumen. Now before we continue on, so how does this answer the Kasha? It answers the Kasha because when it says in the Mishnah, Chacham Maimon, Oy Ma'arv L'Ruach Achas, you have to add a few words in parentheses, with the Chacham are saying to Reb Lezer, don't you agree on Shabbos Achas? You could only be Ma'arv L'Ruach Achas, you can't split it up, Tzofein Doroim or Mizrach Ma'arav. Don't you agree? Or in Ma'arav Kalikar, it's all or nothing for one day. So the same thing applies in Ma'arav L'Shnei Yomim. If you're doing it for two separate days, the same thing applies. That is Kedusha Achas, and you cannot split it up. Either you do both days as one, or in Ma'arav Kalikar. So with this, we have explained the duplication in language. It's not redundant, but rather in Ma'arav Ruach Achas means, if you only have one day of Shabbos, or one day of Yom Tov, and the second part, on the Arav Shnei Yom, oh, just like you agree by one day, you can't split it. By 2 days, you also can't split it. Reb Lezer now, going back to the Gemara, responds respectively and respectfully to the Chacham, Hashem Kedusha Achas, Hachem Beis Kedushas. You cannot compare one day of Shabbos to 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov. When you're talking about one day of Shabbos, I agree with you 1,000%. You can't go and cut it up salami fashion and make 24 Erevin or 2 Erevin. It's all or nothing. So Hachem, the same thing. However, when you're talking about 2 days, these two different Kedushas. You have one day of Eruv Tchumen on day one, and one day of Eruv Tchumen on day two. Amlein Ablezer. So now Ablezer is challenging the Chacham. Until now the Chacham were challenging Ablezer, and now Ablezer is saying to Chacham, "I atem moidim shem irav beraglav biyom rishay." Don't you agree with me that if you went out beraglav on the first day, ma'ar beraglav biyom sheni? What does this mean, irav beraglav? So Rashi points out that the halacha of putting away an erev of two seudois on the mokay where you want your erev to be chal for Shvisa, for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, that's a very, very good way of doing it, but you don't have to do it that way. What you can do is, if you're willing to walk over on your own without an Erev in hand, you could do that too. Meaning, you just walk there, and then you don't even need any pas. If you look at the Rashi, the fourth wide line down below, fourth wide line, says Rashi, Shem Erev Baraglav. He didn't have any bread that he could go and leave there. He only had two chalas left for home that he needed for lecha mishnah, that he was going to eat the sudas at home. He didn't have any to put there on the mokoyim hu eruv. So what does he do? B'halachu ba'atzma, he himself walked with his own 2 feet. The yashuv l'soif alpayim ama, and he sat there from the beginning of Beinish Moshes at Yekidish Aloyayim until after Beinish Moshes is over. B'kona shvisa, with that alone you can be kona shvisa v'choz v'lam b'beis, and then you can go home to go and sleep. The point of Rashi is, and the point of this Gemara is, that now we know that there are 2 ways of making an Erev. Either by putting the food down, and that becomes your temporary residence over Shabbos, or actually residing there physically during the entire Benish Moshes. You say, this is my home. Even though after Benish Moshes is over, you go to your real home, so to speak. But your halachic home has been wherever you've been, Ma'ar Baraglav. Your feet do the walking instead of your shliach bringing the Erev there. The reason why Rashi refers to L'shagah Yudei Shliach, because if he himself is going to go there before Benish Moshes and wait until after Benish Moshes, he doesn't have to bring the bread anymore. So why are we dealing with the bread or with the food? That's why he's saying Yudei Shliach, then I can stay home. What you do see L'choyre from this Gemara is that you cannot go and make a shliach just to sit there, because otherwise you could be mevatel the whole dinim of Eruv Tchumen in terms of the Seudais, just either you yourself walk out there, or send the Shliach and say, Shliach, you sit there for the next hour, make sure for the entire Benish Moshe.
Why not? Shliach, why should that not be the case? If it's why do you need something tangible in place of the Shliach Adam Kamoso?
I hear that unclear.
So, I would say, because your state, sir, Shliach, you're on the other side of town. You're over there. Why is it better than you? You're in
10th
Street,
30th
Street.
Good. If you take that argument to the next step, what happens if you send the shliach with your food and you're on the other side of town? How can that food help on the Erev spot if you're somewhere else? Isn't that also misnagged against the fact that your food is there and you're somewhere else? But there is a din. People always ask the question, if shliach v'arim kamoisai, how come I cannot appoint Barry to go and wear tefillin for me today?
It's a mitzvah.
Oh, here your ir baraglav is mitzvah meguf. If you want to establish that this is your residence by having your feet do the walking and not your fingers do the walking, then it's mitzvah meguf, right? And then you got to do it, not somebody else.
So why is it susceptible extended through a basket of food? If it's a mitzvah saguf, then the whole idea of making an erev through a shliach with two challahs should not be valid. Just like you can't put a tefillin for somebody else, you can't make your Shabbos.
The din of eruv etchumen is midrabanan, putting aside Rabbi Akiva and his Talmud Rav Meir. Midrabanan were masakin that the 2 ways that a person can go and make an erev to extend his rishus. Either Ir Baraglav walks out on his own 2 feet, then he's got to do it. It's a mitzvah shibagufa, if you will. And number two, if you want to go and do it with a shliach, you can do it for a shliach too. Chacham give you that leniency, but then they have to do something demonstrative to show that it's your residence and not his residence. Because if he's sitting there, shkoyach, how do I know that it's I'm the shliach, malchut tov. You're the one residing there. Your mishaleach is not here. But if he has something substantive that he puts down, something of substance that would affect the residence for the mishaleach. Anyway, Rambleza says to the chum, you agree with me that it's not enough just to walk out there on Thursday afternoon, evening, but you also have to walk out Friday afternoon, evening if you have 2 days in a row. Do you agree? As we'll see in the Gemara, yes. You also agree with me that Necha Leiruv B'yom Rishon, if you decide to do it through a shliach and you put the Erev down in the form of food and it was eaten up on Thursday night or Friday, and Yotel B'yom Sheni, you agree that you cannot use it now for purposes of an Erev on Shabbos. Amrulay, they said, Avol, you're 100% right. So now Rebbe Lezer says to them, Halai, the word lai means Lushan of Emes. Now you see the Emes based Kedusha say. It's two separate Kedushas because you yourself say that you have to do a second Maisa Ira Baraglav on Friday night and or make sure that the Erev is still there Friday night because if it's already eaten up, goodish, you can't go and walk anymore in that direction on the second day. Is the Charai, these are two separate Din of Kedusha, because if there was one Yoim Arichta of 48 hours, just put your first Erev there or walk there on Thursday night and finish. Don't worry about it until the next 48 hours. The Rabbanan say back to Reb Lezer, you have an excellent point. Rabbanan Sfuki Masapkelu, they say we have a suffix in this din. Is it really 1 day or is it 2 days? V'hachalachum, and therefore we go in each direction. L'chum. What means in each direction? L'chum? When it comes to your idea of Reb Lezer making two separate Eruvin, one Lemizrach, one Lemarav, we say no. Why? Because maybe Shabbos and Yom Tov are considered to be one Kedusha for these purposes, and you cannot go and slice it and splice it and split it down the middle. Just like on a regular Shabbos, you can't go and split it down the middle and have it two separate days. Two separate Ruchois in 1 day. So you can't have two separate Ruchois in 2 days. Because maybe Kedusha Akasi. That's why we disagree with you, Reb Lezer. On the other hand, go and say that it's Vaday 1 day, and therefore you don't have to put out a second, it's Vaday 1 long day, 1 Kedusha, and therefore you don't have to be Ma'arav Baraglav, or you don't have to put out a second Erev. I'm not sure. Maybe Reb Lezer is right after all. Maybe it is in fact 2 separate Kedushas, and therefore I better reinforce my eight of the second night by walking out again or putting down the chalas again. So they're machmir in both directions. Omrulay the Reb Lezer. So they're saying now to Reb Lezer, Iat moy the Reb Lezer, don't you agree with us? She'ein ma'arim betchila miyont of the Shabbos. After all, everything that we discussed from the beginning of the Mishnah was that he put down both a Reuven on Thursday late afternoon, one lemizrach and one lemarav, and he makes a statement at the time that he puts it down. Eruvi barisha and lemizrach obesheni lemarav. Why didn't Reb Lezer give it an eitzah and say, you know what, go and put your eruv over there on the mizrach side on Thursday evening? Before Venish Mashas, naturally. And then Friday, since you're allowed to carry, and I think this is what Barry asked earlier on when learning the Mishnah, why don't you go and say now, before Venish Mashas on Friday, now I'm going to take out a second Erev, I'm going to put it out on the Marav side. Why didn't you say that, Rabbi Lezer? Why did you go and say that you put the two out from before Yom Tov, Ma'arav Onim Shneiruf? And he said, first day, Mizra. Second day, why didn't he decide on Friday? Maybe he'll have a change of mind, a change of heart. Why did you say put those two before? Zaytzechos, you agree with Reb Lezer, you agree with us, that one should not put out the Erev on Friday evening for the first time, L'Kovid Shabbos. Why do you say that? Zaytzechos, because you also agree to us that it's Kedusha Achasein and not Shtei Kedushas. Is Omel HaNavol. I agree with you. What you just said is now 100% correct. Don't go L'Kedchila on Friday afternoon and establish brand new Erevin. Halai Kedusha Achasi. Is a Charai to us. You hold like us that it's Kedusha Achasi. And that's why you're saying do everything before Yom Tov. Don't go and do it in the middle of Yom Tov. Reb Lezer said, no, that's not no proof whatsoever. The reason why I say you shouldn't go and put it out on Friday evening before Peinish Moshes is because of Achana. You're not letting me Mechen from Shabbos to Yom Tov, Yom Tov to Shabbos, having nothing to do with the Inyan of Kedusha Achas, Ushtei Kedushas, and that's why I say, do everything in advance before Yom Tov. Even Chum agree that you can be Ma'ariv Raglav the second day, and you can go and put it out the second day, but that's after you already put it the first day. Say the Chum, we want to make sure that it wasn't eaten up in the between, put it out the second day. But you can't lechatchila go and decide on Friday to put out the Erev now for the first time, Lemizruch or Lemayriv or anything like that. So Rav Elazar says it's not because of Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas, it has to do with the din of HaChana. And the Gemara is going to explore and explain a lot of these concepts in much greater detail as we get into the Amud Beis.
I'm just curious because we had the whole thing in Rosh Hashanah that Rosh Hashanah only was different.
Yom Arichta.
Yom Arichta. Very clear.
That's going to be tomorrow's Mishnah.
Okay.
So Mitchum, stay tuned for tomorrow about the Yom Arichta.
But it seemed like nobody seemed to imply that it was.
Understood that Shabbos and Yom Tov didn't get together.
Right, right.
Can you imagine? This is hair raising.
This is. Well, this is a new concept.
It's not only hair raising, it's hair raising and deer raising, yeah. Whether you have both Mizrach and Ma'ariv here and there. Okay, so Gemara, Tanu Rabban. We start a brand new braisa. Irav Beragla B'Yoyim Rishoin, Ma'ariv Beragla B'Yoyim Sheni. Nechal Eruv B'Yoyim Rishoin, Ein Yoytze Olav B'Yoyim Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. What does Rebbe say? Rebbe says, you did your Erev Beraglav, you walked out on your own, Yom Rishon, that's great. You can be Ma'ariv now a second time, you walked out on Thursday evening, you can do the same thing Friday. What happens Nechal Eruv Yom Rishon? What happens if you didn't walk out Beraglav, but you put your Erev there Thursday night, hoping and expecting that it's going to last for 2 days, or at least for 25, 26 hours, that it'll still be there Friday night, and Nechal Eruv Yom Rishon, but it was eaten up, either the Baal or Erev ate it, or somebody else ate it. So there's nothing left. Ein yoytzei olav yom sheni. You cannot use it now for the second. Why can't you use it for the second day? If I hold this Kedusha Achas, it's like yom arichta, one long day. So I put it out Thursday night. It should work for 48 hours. Says the bottom Rashi, the last Rashi. Ein yoytzei olav v'sheni. Varihu kibnei iroi on day number two. The vaday shtei kedushas. Ein vaday shtei kedushas. The ein olav shashav. There's no suffix whatsoever. If you don't see the Erev there on Friday night, don't even think about maybe kedusha achasi. It's a suffix. I'm not sure. No. Two separate kedushas, which is just like Reb Elazar of our Mishnah, that therefore you could make an Eruv L'Mizrach, an Eruv L'Marav, all of that works, it's two separate kedushas, and therefore if the Eruv was not there the second night, then you stay home. Stay home meaning that you cannot go 4,000 amas in that direction, but you can go 2,000 to Mizrach and to Marav and 2,000 this way, 2,000 every direction, but you cannot go 4,000, it's because it's shtei kedushas. That's clear cut Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda, Oim Rebbe Yehuda says, I'm not sure. Maybe it was eaten up on, for sure it was eaten up on the first day, but maybe that first day Erev works for 2 days. Maybe Kedusha Achasi. Maybe yes, maybe no. Since I'm not sure, has a Chamer Gamel like we had in our Mishnah, that he is in the middle of a tug of war from both sides, from the Chamer and from the Gamel, and therefore he loses his ability to go the extra 2,000 amas. In other words, the maximum he can go is in the direction from his home towards where he put his eight of 2,000. He cannot go 4,000, nor can he go backwards in the other direction 2,000. He is stuck this Shabbos because maybe the eight of Barishai helped for both days, and therefore, even though it's eaten up, I don't care. Every time you can have an eight of eaten up right after Benish Mushes. Maybe it worked for both things. Maybe it didn't. I don't know. It's a suffix.
What's the term of it's Gukum Shachasi? It's not from Shabbos. It's not like Rosh Hashanah. Two separate days.
There's no question it's two separate days. This is Yom Tov and this is Shabbos. Shabbos you have to eat the cholent and Yom Tov you don't have to. And when it comes Shabbos, it's an Isra Misa and there's Isra Chashon Oynish Misa, Oynish of Skila, Oynish of Kores. Doesn't apply in Yom Tov. Yom Tov you can cook, Yom Tov you can go and carry, Shabbos you can't. Legavi, all other halachas clearly is Kedusha. Shtei Kedushas. The Gemara is just talking Legavi Hilchos Tchumen and Hilchos Erevin, whether when the Chacham, especially if you hold the Rabban, when the Chacham and Masakeh, this whole din of Tchumen, have 2 days in a row, whether they considered the 2 days to be like a Yom Arichta or to be just two separate days. even though for everything else, clearly it's two separate days. But what do they hold the Gabi Tchumen and Erevin? When it says Kiddushas, it's also just a borrowed term. It doesn't mean, of course, it's two separate Kiddushas, Kiddushas Shabbos, Kiddushas Yom Tov. What he really means to say is whether they're two separate dinim or it's one din, one package deal, the 2 days together. So far we've had that Rebbe holds Shtei Kiddushos. We've had the Rebbe Yehuda that says that in fact it's a Chamer Gamel, it's a Safik. Rebbe Shem Gamliel, Rebbe Shem Rabbeika, Zum Pug Faket! Rebbe Shem Gamliel, Rebbe Shmuel Benoy, Shob Yechim, Rabbeika, Oimren, Irev Beragle Berishoin, Ein Ma'arev Beragle Besheini. You put it there Thursday night, that's it, boys. You don't have to go out a second time. You can stay in shul for the next 48 hours. You can stay home the next 48 hours. Or for that matter, you can walk to Mizrach both days. You do not have to be concerned whatsoever. Similarly, even though Nechal Eruv B'Yom Rishon, the whole Erev was eaten up for sure. He ate it himself. Yoytzei L'B'Sheni, he does not have to put out a new Erev. He can continue walking both days to the same Mokum of his Mizrach, or both days for Ma'ariv, whatever it happens to be, Yoytzei L'B'Sheni. Now, how could that be? After all, the Erev doesn't exist anymore, B'Sheni. The answer is because they hold this Kedusha Achas. It's one long 48-hour day. Once you put the Erev there on Thursday night, it'll help you for Friday, it helps you for Shabbos, crystal clear. So therefore we have three very strongly enunciated views. We have Rebbe that says clearly, Shnei Kedushas. We have Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Rebbe Shmuel Ben Yishev, Rebbe Reicha, they're both sold that it's clearly Kedusha Achas. And Rebbe Yehuda is there in the middle, I'm not sure. And that's why Rebbe Yehuda is here in the middle. He's being schlepped from both sides by Rebbe. He's the Chamer Gamel, exactly, for our purposes. Good. Amar Rav. Rav, of course, is now the next generation. He's the Seif Tanoim, beginning Amiroim. Halacha Kedalid Zkenim Halolu. The halacha is going to be like the following four Zkenim, which we're going to enumerate. All four of them hold Valim in their blazer. The Omer Beis Kedusha say, like Reb Lezer of our Mishnah, and like Rebbe on the Omer Aleph of our Braisa, Shnei Kedusha say. Ve'eluhein Dal Zekenim, who are those four Zekenim? Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shmuel Berend, Bereb, or B'noi Yishu, Breichem, and Breika, Ve'Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Reb Yoisi, Bar Yehudas, Temiso. Now, before we even continue, we all should jump up from our seats and say, the Elohim Dalitz Kenan, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shmuel Benoy, Shav Grechem Abroika, that these two hold, like Reb Lezer, Beis Kedusha saying, if I'm not mistaken.
We just said Tan Rabbanan, the opposite, it's one Kedusha.
Exactly, at the top line, we just said in the name of these two holy great rabbis, Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Shmuel, that they both say that all you need to do is put it out Thursday night, as long as it was there, the whole Bein HaShemash is, you're done. You're done for Yontif, you're done for Shabbos, you don't have to inspect, you don't have to put a new Erev, you can eat it all up, it makes absolutely no difference. It's clear-cut Kedusha Achas. And yet, Rav is saying that these are two giants among the four that hold Shtei Kedushas. So, of course, the Gemara is going to ask that question momentarily. Now, the fourth mandiyoma that we had was Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, Stemiso. Rashi says, and we have the word Stemiso from time to time in Shas, and each time it means basically the same, that you have Stam Mishnois throughout Shas, where there is no name mentioned. We normally say Stam Mishnah is Remeir. However, what Rashi says, that our Gemara is saying, that occasionally Rebbe also had a Stam Mishnah, and it wasn't Remeir, it was Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda. And that's how we got this name, the title Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda Stemiso, the one whose name is often not enunciated explicitly, but he is the unknown anonymous author of a particular Mishnah. The Ikka the Amri, and some say Chad Minai Reb Lozer, that it's not number four, Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda Stemiso, but it's really Reb Lozer, or Mapek Reb Shibiru was yourself, and they put in Reb Lozer instead. Now there is, of course, already a Reb Lozer, and that's Reb Lozer of Reb Shimon, the famous son of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and Reb Lozer. But rather, this Reb Lozer that we have here in the Mishnah is Reb Lozer ben Shemua, as opposed to the Reb Lozer, the Amoira, whose name is Reb Lozer ben Pedas. And for those of us that didn't remember all of this, at least Rashi gave us half of the information. He says, Stam Reb Lozer, and the Gemara is Reb Lozer ben Shemua. Rashi says it over here once again. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Zok the Gemara, you said that the first two was Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shmuel Benoi Shel Priachim Ben Broike. I Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shmuel Benoi Shel Priachim Ben Broike. Ibcha Sheminu. They said Punk Faker at the top of the oven. They said it's Kedusha Achasi. Says Gemara, you're right. Epoch, we're going to have to turn them around, meaning on the top two lines. We're not going to turn around Rav. Rav was quoting, as we'll see in a moment, based on Misora, that these four rabbis all held that Shtei Kedushois. So therefore, what it says at the end of this braisa, that they hold Kedusha Achas, it's wrong. Epoch, they have to go and turn it around. Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Shmuel Benoit Shabrechim and Breika hold that if you ma'ar beragla berishon, you have to ma'ar beragla the second day, and if nechal iruva b'yam rishon, you better put out a second eight of the second day. Then, in fact, because they hold shtei kedusha, saying you have to have a separate second eight of.
They don't hold Reb Lozer need a chana. That's not a problem with chana.
We're going to talk about that chana shortly. Baltim zeim v'nechana. Zok the Gemara. Eight. Afraid to marry Hachi. Hainu Rebbe. If you're telling me that Rebbe at the beginning of the Brice and the Omer Aleph hold Shtei Kedushas, and you're telling me that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel hold Shtei Kedushas, then what's the Machloikis? So Timara, Ein Echanami, Ein Mavachein Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We have to add on the top line here, after the Chamer Gamel, we have to say Vachein Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Vachein Omer, yeah.
Then you wouldn't have a Chamer Gamel in the middle. You'd have Vachein in the sequence, the editing of this Brisa doesn't make sense. Because if you have
then
you say Vachein. Who did you say Vachein on? Is he saying Vachein on Rabbi Yehuda or on his son Rabbi?
Yeah, what you're saying is very good. And presumably the Gemara, we wouldn't stop after the names Vachein on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Benoit Shel Priachim Ben Broike, because you're right, then we would be Chamer Gamel. We wouldn't know whether they're saying Rabbi or Rabbi Yehuda. Mm-hmm. They would continue on, and they would say Oimrim, Ir Baragul Rishoy, Pima Ar Baragul again Vashedi, Nechur Vadisha, make sure to go out Shady to do a second time. Thank you, Marv. We left out Rabbi. Rabbi was the first one here. Rashi said Shnei Kedushas, crystal clear. Why don't we have five? Why do we only have the four as the Canaan? So tomorrow, Rabbi Tani Lovely Savala. Rabbi, as we know, one of his major jobs was, so-called jobs, was to codify the views of many of the other Tannaim. So, just like you have many times in the Mishnah, Rebbe brings a Tana, not necessarily because he holds that way, but he feels that seems to be the majority opinion, or at least a very respected opinion. Let's codify it, put it in the Mishnah. So Rebbe put it into this price at all, but he personally, respectfully disagreed. And that's why we can't put Rebbe in as one of the four or one of the five. So for tomorrow, once you're telling me that, Rabbanan Nami Tanula V'lei Sabrila, maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Shmuel Benoish Rav Yechim Abraika, when they say V'chein, they also don't hold like that L'halacha for themselves. They're just quoting other unnamed rabbis. Evdimar Rav Gemara Gomirla, Rav had a Mesoira. If you look at Rashi right next to Rav, Rav Gomra Gomrila, says Rashi, made Rabbe from his own Rebbe, Dehanach Arbo Zekeinim Esfira Luk Rav Lezer. So Rav, when his Rebbe taught him this whole sugya, he told him, listen, man, the Talmud Rav, I want you to know that these four great tzaddikim, great gedolim, they all hold like Reb Lezer, Shtei Kedusha say. Oh, Rebbe, what about Rebbe? Rebbe and the Omer Aleph said also Shtei Kedusha. No, he doesn't really hold that way. He's just codifying another view of these four tzaddikim, but he himself personally disagrees.
That makes a lot of sense because Rav was a student of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, of Rebbe.
Mm-hmm.
We have him that he saw, he was in the Beis Din of Rebbe, he would start, he'd be the youngest one there. So it makes sense that His own Rebbe
said, I don't hold this way with the other.
Exactly, that fits.
Perfect, beautiful. Zogti mar weiter. Kinoch nafshi drav huna, ayil rav chizda lemirma derav ad rav. When Rav Huna passed away, Rav Chizda came in presumably to the Bismedish, and he asked, Estir rav and rav. Before we continue on, isn't this curious that the Gemara tells us that Rav Huna passed away and Rav Chizda came to the Beis Medrash? Who cares if Huna did pass away, didn't pass away, Rav Chizda comes in, doesn't come in? What is this relationship? I'm sorry?
They had a big fight.
When did they have
a
weird?
I don't remember, it was somewhere in Shas. They had a big fight, they didn't talk to each other for a long time.
Okay, so Barry is reminding us that there's a Gemara in Mesechtes Bav Metzia on Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah over there is talking about that's the last Daf in Eilim Metzias, and the Mishnah over there says that what happens if you have Avedis Rabboi and Avedis Oviv, which goes first, Chayim Alabo, Chayim Alamazah, and then it says in the Gemara all different degradations which Rabbi Ahin and Her Rabbi Muvik. And then Rav Chizda says to Rav Huna, Rav Huna was the Rebbe of Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda says, Rabbi, meaning Rav Huna, what happens if you have Rabbi v'tzorech loy l'talmidai? You have a Rebbe who needs his Talmud. In other words, to sharpen the Rebbe's wits, to be able to give a good, clear shiur, he needs this Talmud, because his Talmud is really a major assistant that gives, he's his right-hand man. That was the question posed by Rav Chizda. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna assumed that Rav Chizda was talking about himself. And he's saying, Rebbe, you need me. Without me, who would you be, Rebbe? And therefore, do I have to give back your Aveda? Maybe you have to give back my Aveda, etc. And Rav Huna says to Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda, I know what you're implying. I don't need you. Forget about it. I can give a shir without you. Guess what happens? Rav Chizda got offended. And Rav Chizda left the Besmedesh. He left the Besmedesh, and he didn't return for 40 years. 40 years he didn't come back into Besmedesh because he was offended by Rav Huna.
He went somewhere else. He didn't stop learning. He went somewhere else.
And it says in the Gemara that he Yosef Michutz, he sat outside. It could be he sat outside the Besmedesh. He had a chabrusa there. Social distancing. Anyway, the Gemara says that Rav Huna fasted 40 days because of the fact a kapora, because he was choishish, his Talmud of Chizda, that Rav Chizda meant to say that Rabbi Tzachlei the Talmud Tzachlei Rabbi. It's not what Rav Chizda meant. Rav Huna was upset against him, about himself, that he was choishish his Talmud. Rav Chizda was upset that he caused Rav Huna so much aggravation and irritation. He also fasted for 40 days. That's the whole Gemara, the Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph, in Masechtas Bamatzia. Says the Maritz Chayis, and says Reb, I believe, Elazar Landau, who may or may not be the Einikel of the Noida Behuda, in the back of our Gemaras, that's what our Gemara is telling us. That for 40 years, unfortunately, Rav Chizda didn't go to Besmedesh, he didn't open his mouth. Rav Huna never, 40 years later, passed away. Now, Rav Chizda goes to Besmedesh for the first time, and he has to steer the mirma de Rav Adarav. What's the stira? Mi Omer Rav Halachi Dalz Ken. I believe in Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar, I should say. I believe in Reb Lazar. The Omer Shtei Kedusha saying, are you telling me that Rav Paskind that they're two separate Kedusha? It's for Itmar Shabbos VeYontif. Rav Amanu LeBezeh Asur LeBezeh. This goes back, of course, to the beginning of Masechtas Beyah, which we're going to learn that in another couple of Masechtas. We all know Beyah Shenol the Beyontif. You're not allowed to go and eat it. It's Noilad. It's Muktzah. What's the reason why you can't go and eat it on Yom Tov? The Gemara is going to say four separate reasons. Mashkin Shezavu, Peiris HaNoishin, Bishamach Chona. We're going to see that when we get to it. But the point is that the Isser of a Beyah Shenol the Beyontif is only on that day. That day alone, if you have a Beyah that was born on Shabbos, or born on Yom Tov, they say born, was hatched or laid on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, it's Osir that day, but it's not Osir the next day. So what happens if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov coming together? Rav Omanu LeBezeh Asur LeBezeh. Rav says that it is Osir the second day. Why? Shouldn't it be Osir that day? And therefore, says Rashi, apparently what Rav holds is that it's a two day Kedusha Achas. It's a Yoyma Arichta. And therefore, if it was born or laid on Shabbos and Sunday is Yontif, it's still Shabbos. Or if it was laid on Friday that was Yontif and the next day is Shabbos, it's still Yontif. It's a 2 day Shabbos, 2 day Yontif. It's Kedusha Achasi. And that's why if it's Osir, just like if it was only 1 day Shabbos, no Yontif after that, Shabbos, it would be Osir in the morning, it'd be Osir for the afternoon as well. So if it's Osir on the first day, it's Osir the second day. Is the Chachira right that Rav holds that it's Kedusha Achasi? Is the Chassir Rav on Rav? Here Rav says, Allah like her blessed and the fears of Canaan. And here Rav says, no, which sounds like it's Kedusha Achas. Omer Rabba has nothing to do with Kedusha Achas. Shtei Kedusha Achas Mishim HaChone. Tisani Ba'yev Yom HaShishi Ve'echino Eitz HaShayaviyu Choyim Meich L'Shav Zechoyim Meich L'Yontav Ve'en Yontav Meich L'Shav Ve'en Yontav Meich L'Yontav. And that's the reason why we always make the Eruvei Tavshilin, because you can't be Meichim from Yontav to Shabbos. So therefore, if the egg was laid on Friday. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel. He prepared the egg and he put it down for us to eat. We could theoretically eat it, except for the four reasons given in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. But Masechta Beya, thank you. I'm sorry, it's Kedusha Achasi, but so nevertheless, still called Masechta Beya, right? Anyway, so what's the halacha? Then Yontif Mechem the Shabbos. If I'm going to go and take that egg that the Kadosh Baruch Hu prepared and put it down here on this world on Yontif, and I'm going to eat it on Shabbos, then I'm having the benefit of the hachana from Yontif to Shabbos. But you're not allowed to be Mechem me Yontif the Shabbos, since it can be Mechem Yontif. Shabbos, that's why I can't eat it on the second day. But it's taka two kedushas. The reason why I can't eat it is because of a separate halacha called Hilchos Achar. Amalei Abaye. Abaye said, Hazei Elohot Etnan. Let's look what it says in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Keitz of the Wise, what should he do? My lichai berishoy umachshech Allah v'noitloi uboloi. He puts down the Erev on Thursday night, he leaves it there. Umachshech Olav waits until after Tzeitz HaChavim, in other words, after the whole Benish Mosh is over, now it's Tzeitz HaChavim, the Noid Lubal, and he can go and take it and bring it home. He can take home the Erev. Bisheni, now he comes out again on Friday evening. Machshech Olav, again, he brings out the same Erev, puts it down in its space, waits until Tzeitz HaChavim. Now he can't take it home anymore because now it's Shabbos, he can't carry it. Boy, he can eat it. And then go home. And we saw in our Mishnah that he's maskir, he has schar both on the halicha and on the achila. Good. Freitach yetzabayu hankam meichem yom tov l'shabbos. I think Brother Shai asked this about 15 minutes ago. Why isn't this considered achana? If you're putting it out again the second time on Friday night before this man. But yeah, it's yom tov today. How can you make him yom tov l'shabbos? Amli Rabbi Misabra Seifa Yoim Koina Erev Trilasi Yoim Koina Erev Shabbos Mechina Liatzma, says Rabbi. And remember, we learned this 2 days ago in the Gemara. We had a Gan to Shaila. Is it Seifa Yoim or Trilasi Yoim? We really cannot differentiate between Seif and Trilah because it's all one murky Bein Hashemashis. I don't know when the day ends or the day begins. Rabbi says, by asking your question, you're assuming that the Erev is Chal already on Friday, still mib'oid yoim, before Shabbos hits. No, misabbos, seif yom koin erev. Tchilas yom koin erev. You know when the erev is chal? It's chal the first second of Shabbos. Ah, so if it's only chal on Shabbos, Shabbos mechin li'atzma, Shabbos is now preparing for itself. It's not from Friday to Shabbos, because the erev is chal, first second of Friday night, whenever that happens to be. That's hachana on Shabbos itself, for Shabbos itself. Of course, we don't really mean Shabbos Mechin Latzmi. It just means that there is no hachana from the prior day.
He's carried it out on
TV. Oh, yeah. Great to Barry. It's all wonderful. Halachically, you're saying it's chal.
You're splitting the minutes down to the second, but you're doing hachana on Friday for Shabbos.
The walking and the carrying and the muchinish and all that, putting it down, that was all done on Friday. It wasn't done on Shabbos. It wasn't on Friday night. Hazein Freit the Chai Odom. Look, the Chai Adam, the actual walking and the actual carrying and putting it down, although that involves a certain degree of exertion of effort, no question.
Energy.
Oh, merits, exactly. However, that's still not considered to be hachon. When is it hachon? Only if it's a gemar dover, if it's a fully baked package. Meaning, my putting it out there on Friday was very nice and good. You did a great job and you put it down, but it didn't accomplish anything yet. When did the accomplishment happen? Only on Shabbos. That's when we have the Makel Patish.
The Makel Patish.
Exactly. What would happen if it would have been eaten up in between his putting it down and walking and putting it down, and between that
nothing
first bit?
Nothing.
Exactly. The Erev is only Chal the next second when it starts Shabbos. That's what the Gemara means. Shabbos Mechina Atzma. Now the Hachana has been completed on baked in. Now on Shabbos, but not on Friday. So therefore, shkoyach for your exertion of efforts and energy. But the ma'isa, that wasn't the achana. The achana was on Shabbos itself.
So one second. And that's on Tchilas, we call on Tchilas Ayom.
Tchilas Ayom means Shabbos began, and Seif Ayom means the end of Friday.
Right. So he put it down and put it.
5:59 p.m. 5:59 p.m. Friday afternoon.
Right. So he puts it there, and then that's Tchilas Ayom.
That's Seif Ayom. That's the end of Friday.
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
Friday's about to end. Right. It's going to end in another few minutes. My wife already did lechzen at home, and I'm waiting over here patiently until after Seisach Chovim, and then after them, they make Kiddush and all the rest. So that's still the Sofa Yom of Friday. So that's what I thought, that when I put it down there on Sofa Yom of Friday and be making for Shabbos, says Imar, until Shabbos comes, you didn't do anything. You prepared and it was nice and it was great and you put on your Shabbos. So
it's meaningless without the final moment.
Right, it's halachically meaningless. It only becomes meaningful, the Gemara Dover, mit the Makir Padish, on Shabbos itself. So that's the fully baked, as you just said now, and therefore now the Hachana was on Shabbos and not on Friday.
So what do you say, Tchilas Hayom?
Because Hayom is now Shabbos.
And
Tchilas
Hayom means that's.
At 6:01.
Sofa Yom 7:01. Sofa Yom Friday comes for Tchilas Hayom Shabbos.
That
you're confused by
Tchila.
It's
Sof Tchila. Well, we're just saying that it's not called Achana. Because what you did was great, and we thank you, making
right.
A gift of honor.
Achana
for Achana. Mendy, question.
The only way it's Chal, we put it down.
Right.
If it's Shabbat, it's only a Kanacha, Kira Nacha. You carry this.
Kira was on Erev Shabbos, Mendy. It was half of a malacha.
Right.
Your akira was on.
Oh, that's answered.
Interesting question. You raise an interesting point. I can make an erchun for myself. Can I do it also for my wife, for my children? When I go out there and I make my.
You have to have two suddas for everybody in your family.
So if I have two suddas, I have enough salad dressing for everybody in the family, a whole bottle.
Yeah. Talking about it.
Okay.
For yourself, you don't need. You can mash it.
Right, because if I find another thing, but I can do it. Is there shliach?
Yeah, sure. Okay. But only if they want it. Because
they're losing.
Exactly.
It's a liability as well as an asset.
Exactly right. It's not just a schus, it's also a liability. Okay, Zerafai. Zog di more avaita. See Mitchell tomorrow morning. Maybe even today, even in Kamar, right? Maybe. You never know.
Thank you.
Zagi Ben Zagi Zimtach Fuch, have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us today. Yizok di Gemara Vait said the Monach Lego Tzah Sada Vim Vim Vim. Okay, so now the Gemara asks the Kash Yizok di Gemara Vait Yat. Oh, if that's the case that you're telling me that what is chal, it's chlisiyim koin eidav. Lamiyati ye orvu belugin. What about that famous lugin case? Why can't we remember that lugin? What do you mean? What are you talking about? What's for a lugin? If we go back to Blat, we'll remember what we learned about lugin. Back on Lamed Vov Omed Aleph, on the last three lines, we had these lugin, these containers that were tful yoin containers that had been touched a sheretz or a nevela, and guess what? We toibled it, and now we're waiting until Harav Shemesh, and he filled them up with Meiser Tevel. How do you have Meiser and Tevel? It was Meiser Rishoin, but we didn't give the Trumas Meiser yet, and I don't want to give the Trumas Meiser immediately, because if I give the Trumas Meiser immediately, it's going to become Truma Tmeya, because a Tful Yoim, which is a shiny, is going to make the Truma into Shlishi. I don't want that.
As long as it's Tevel, it's insulated from becoming Tmeya.
Exactly. So I said, you know when the Truma is Maishir Bichal? Only Matzah today, in other words, after Tzeis HaKachavim, when all the Kahanim Nechnos and Lechel B'Trumasan at the beginning of Masechet Brachos, and then you can say Krishma, and at that point, the Tful Yoim will go poof. These Lugan will now be Tohar, like they never became Tomei in their lives. It's now going to be total Tahara. And then the Trumas Meis should be Chal at that time. Says the Imar Tvar B'Kiyam. That works perfectly. But if he said, I want it to be an Erev, Loya Maklum. Why shouldn't the Erev? If the Erev is Chal, B'Tchilas Hayoim, after nightfall, so that at that time it's already Kusher V'Tuor and fine Kedisha V'Tahara, what's the problem? Why is the Erev not Chal? Mujduch Zain, because the Erev is Chal Omer Rav Zoy Semer Soifa Yoim Koine Erev. The Erev is Koine still on Friday. And on Friday before Shabbos. Friday, I can't eat it. It's Tevel, right? Tevel, it's not a kosher Erev, and that's why we have a cloth. Is the Chorai that it's Soifa Yoim, and not Tchilas Yoim, so ask the Gemara if you hold Tchilas Yoim. But Emerson, that Gemara continues on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The Zolkadait, the Tchilas Yoim Koine Erev. It should be a perfect Erev. It's Truma. Okay, I'm not a Koyan, but my friend is a Koyan. That's Machlok Mitzumchus. Yeah, Koyan could demand the Yom. Good. What did the Gemara say? Amar Papa, you have no Raya. You could even hold Tchilas Yom Koyan Erev on Shabbos. So, Ibazoi, why can't you go and use these Lugan? By now it's all Kush of Yusha, because the Suda has to be Roy Meboy Join. Were you able to eat him a boy John? No, because on Friday it was still Tevel. That's why it doesn't work. Ah, so getting back to our Gemara now. The Gemara did bring that whole shakl the Tari in one line. El Miyati, Arva Belugin, why could you Arva Belugin after all if you hold that Soifa Yoim Kan Erev, that means, not Soifa Yoim, if you hold Tchilas Yoim Kan Erev, which means on Shabbos, so then, which is what Rav, what Rava just said, right? Use these lugin, because by the time it's going to be Tchilas Yom, it's going to be kosher, truma, tohar, kodosh, fine. Exactly, we're going to be fine. After we're being a surur mi'vayyim, that was our papa's answer, because it has to be a surur mi'vayyim from Friday, and I couldn't eat it Friday because we're still tefil. Fine. I have another Mishnah. What's the other Mishnah? Reb Leza Oimer. Oh, sounds familiar. Our Mishnah the Yomer Aleph. Reb Leza Oimer Yantam Samulach Shabbos Bein Bofanam Bein Malacharev Ma'arev Odim Shnei Yeruvin. You can put one to the Mizrach side, one to the Ma'arev side. Frank Gemara, Habinan Tzururim Bavay Jem Veleka. So the Gemara's Kasha is such a simple but such a profound Kasha. What did I do? On Thursday afternoon, I decided I'm going to walk two directions. On Friday, I'm going to walk in Tzofayin, Mizrach, and on Shabbat, I'm going to walk Ma'arev. So I put down two Eruvin, and I put it at the 2,000 Eruv line, 2,000 Chum line, 2,000 Amma line. Good. So now, on Friday, I'm able to walk L'mashal Mizrach, 2,000 Amas, and another 2,000 Amas. Am I able to walk towards Ma'arev anything?
No, you lost that on Friday.
Oi. So if, let's say, I take a put down two separate Eruvin, one Lemizrah and one Lemarid.
You can't get to the one Lemarid on Friday because.
And therefore, it's a Sa'uda She'ein Ru'uya Mibai Jaim. I can't even get there. It's a good Tekasha, right?
It's like locked up in it. But somebody else can get it and bring it to you. Because somebody else who's not.
I'm not sure that would be permissible.
Why is it? That'd be like somebody having the key to the.
This is not our Gemara today, but there's the rule that the chafetim of a person have the same tchum as the person. So wherever he is able to go, his chafetim are able to go. Wherever he's not able to go, his chafetim can't go. Now, of course, chafetim typically don't walk. What happens if you have behemoths? Behemoths are stuck with your tchum. They don't have their own tchum. But that's not for now. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara. You're right. If he would put it b'seif alpayim amlekan, or b'seif alpayim amlekan, you have a knockout kasha. Loi! The monarch b'seif elef amlekan. B'seif elef amlekan. And they have no problem, because since he only added 1,000 amas in the Mizrach side, he still kept 1,000 amas to the Ma'arev side, and that's where he put his Eruv down.
He didn't max out.
He didn't.
He said 3,000. He's got 3,000.
Exactly. Instead of 4,000 each way, only 3,000 each way. Zeh good gesagt. So in Yomai Elohim, the Amor of Yehuda. Now this is not Reb Yehuda, this is Rav Yehuda, the Amor. Rabbi Cheskel, yeah. Ira beraglav yom rishon, ma'ar beraglav yom sheni. Ira bepas b'yom rishon, ma'ar bepas yom sheni. Why don't you say again, Hakam Nechin Miyontif Leshabbos? The same kasha they asked before. Why? And now the kasha is not from the pas. The kasha is from the ma'arif, the ir beraglim. Ir beraglim yirishen. You tell me ma'ar beraglim sheni. He goes and walks the same time.
How can he get there? How can he get there? Same thing as like the maxed out. If he goes 2,000 amas to the.
We're staying with the same tarot. Elef Amlekan. We're not talking about 2,000. Okay. Elef Amlekan. See, he was Ma'ar Baraglav on Rishon. Now he's Ma'ar Baraglav on Sheni. So now, Frank Tigmara, Rabba said before, they don't do that. You can't make Erevin because of Hachon de Rabba. Why don't you say of the Hakam Mechim Yom to the Shabbos? Why don't you say, again, he makes Hachonah for Yom the Shabbos by walking out there on Friday afternoon? Amalei, Misavris, the Ozl, the Omar, Midi, the Ozl, the Shasik, the Yosef. Now, what's the Gemara's Habman, what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara assumed until now, remember when we asked before about Hachonah, we said that there really is no Hachonah from Friday to Shabbos because it's only Chal Betchila Sayon. And not b'soif hayom. That's why we said that Shabbos mechina la'atzma. So the fact that you walked out and you put down the Erev there, oh, that's very good and that's very fine. Mazel tov shkoyach, but that's only achana to achana, like you said, because it's not the gemar until Shabbos, after Shabbos is chal. For tchilas hayom. Ah, zeh good. Frank the Gemara, yes, that's all good if you're talking about putting out the pas. But if you're talking about ma'arev or beraglav, the Gemara assumes in the Havamina that it's not enough just to go be ma'arev beraglav and stand there or sit there for an hour, but you have to say something. You have to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, Hareini Yoyse Erev, and you have to make a bracha, and you have to go and say, I hereby solemnly declare that this is going to be my abode, my residence for Shabbos. And that being the case, the Gemara considers that not just to be the physical act of havor, of bringing an Erev, Mokam, but the Dibur, that has an effect and therefore that is the hachana. So even though we said before the hachana is only the makir patish, but that's only if the melacha that you did was the havah. However, if you're making a statement, as a rabbi shalom, as a hirotzoy, that sounds like you're being meichin from Shabbos to Yontif, or Yontif to Shabbos. Chayti Gemara, how can you do that? Amaleis, he answered, Misavet Ozvi Amramidi. No! The old Mishos of Yosef, he doesn't have to say a word. All he has to do is he get to that place, sit down, and that's it. He doesn't have to say anything. So therefore, no achana. Aye, it becomes an Erev, that tchilas yom the next day, like we said before. So tomorrow.
Why does he have to, if you get Erev Baraglo, he has to also, for the next day, the Erev Baraglo. Why can't he mix and match?
If he goes and mixes and matches, we may get into a... we get into a hachana problem. If we get into, the Gemara said before, it wouldn't be a hachana problem to go and take it the second day, because then it's only muchan the next tchilas sayon. So l'chayre it should work. Why does the Gemara say that? Probably this is
symmetry.
Yeah, he walked out the first day, second day. Put out the chal of the first day. Put out the second.
First thing was chal. We put a chal the first day. The fact that he walked with his feet.
He's a chal person.
He's a chal person. He doesn't have.
Well, chal is a shliach is doing it. That's why.
Anyway, so getting back to Agumar. Misav is the Ozva Omer Midi. The Ozva Shasu Yos. Faith Amar, Kaman Kabirchim Reich, Yavirchim Nuri. Are you passing the Kabirchim Nuri, the Omer Chepti Hefke, Koin and Shvisa? Now the Gemara leaves out Ikka Chosman to say, for what does Rabirchim Nuri and the Chepti Hefke have to do with Agumar? But Rabirchim Nuri is really talking about a person that is traveling together with others in a caravan. And the caravan is continuing to go on Shabbos. Presumably the driver is not Jewish, and he's not interested in what the travelers have to say, he just keeps on traveling. You have two people who are Jewish, both religious, or Hashem, both sitting in the same caravan. One is up, and one is asleep. The one that is up, at the moment the Beit Shemesh, the caravan is going very, very slowly, so at the moment that they're going, they're passing through the town of
Kishkenhosh.
Good. And Kishkenhosh is a very wide town. Takes at least 8 seconds to go from one end to the other end. Anyway, and that was Beit Shemesh's. And the caravan, shortly thereafter, after go through Kishkenhosh, stops. What is the person's Tchum Shabbos for the next 24 hours? Let's assume they can convince the caravan driver to take vacation for the next 24 hours. Everybody can go and visit the sites and go and take tours. Good. So now the question is, what is the person's Erev? The person that was up, he was koinish shvisa at the place where they were at the time of Beit Shemesh. Wherever that place was, whenever Beit Shemesh was, and assuming that you can identify where the place was, that's where he was koinish shvisa. He can go 2,000 amas each direction. What about the guy that was sleeping? Does he also get the kinyan shvisa at that point? Machloikis, Rabbi Yechman Nuri and the Rabban. Rabbanan says he gets his original shvisa that he had whenever he left before Shabbos. In other words, wherever he was on this caravan when he was still awake, or if he didn't have any particular thing in mind, it would be his last place of residence. And if that's more than 2,000 amas away,
he's trapped
for 4 amas. He can only walk 4 amas in all directions, and that's it. You just get 4 amas. You can't go more than that. But according to Rabbi Yechman Nuri, no! Rabbi Yechman Nuri says that the guy that's asleep is just like the guy that's up. Hashem Yisborach gives him the blessing wherever he was. That's where he's called to Shvisa. So both of them can go and walk 2,000 amas in each direction. And Rabbi Yechman Nuri brings a raya from Chefzi Hefker. Chefzi Hefker means a chefetz that doesn't belong to anybody. Because if I or you own a chefetz, the chefetz has the same tchum as you or I have, respectively. But Sheinkin Chefzi Hefker, they have no owner. So what happens if I want to move those chafetzim on Shabbos, assuming that there's a kosher Erev that you can go and carry? So now, how far can I move them? They're kodesh shvisa wherever they were at the beginning of Shabbos, wherever that is. Presumably, when I find them Shabbos afternoon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's where they were Friday evening. So I can move them 2,000 amos, not my 2,000 amos, but their 2,000 amos. Why did Rabbi Yechon Nuri talk about Chefzi Hefker? He's saying because a person was asleep. It's like Chefzi Hefker. He doesn't know what's going on. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, these chafetzim are kodesh shvisa when they're inanimate without any conscious thought. The person who's asleep is also kodesh shvisa.
He's a chafetzah.
Very good. So therefore, said the Gemara, you're telling me that he came and he sat there and he didn't say anything and it was quiet and he's koyin and erev. Are you telling me he holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that he's like Chafzi Hefker, like a person who's asleep who said nothing? Is that how you're paskening? No! Says he might fill the table and go to the button too. And can they bring a button and later be a chimnuri, a person who sleeps, lay motzi omar. He cannot say anything because he's fast asleep. Al b'neyar, a person who's awake, the boile meimar motzi omar. If he wanted to open his mouth, he could. Avgadli omar, command the omar dami. It's similar to the concept of kolaroi lebila, ein bila meakeves. Since he can speak, he doesn't have to speak. If he couldn't speak, then it would be ma'akev. But if he could, not ma'akev. Amli Rabbah b'chon ala rabbi. Yav shmi leila mar hodisanya. Had Rabbah heard of the following braisa? Lo yahalech onam l'soif sadeh leila mahitricha. Ki yoitzibay. Lo yitayel onam al pesach medina kadeh shiyikonis l'merchat miyad. Hoderbei, says Rabbi Bechanan to Abaye, if Rabbi, who said before that you're able to go and make your Eir by being Ma'arav Baraglov on the Yom Sheni, if he would have heard what it says in this Braisa, Hoderbei, he would never have said that day. What do you mean? It says in the Braisa, on Shabbos, a person should not go to the end of this field later to inspect and see Ma'itricha what he needs. You're not going to do anything on Shabbos. You do it on Sunday. But just going out there and looking at it, that's already considered to be achana, even though you didn't utter a word. Your mouth is shut the entire time. The person wants to go Matzah Shabbos straight into the shower, straight into the bathhouse, because he's sweating, he's schwitzing gefel. He's not allowed to do that because that's considered to be hachana. What? That's hachana? Didn't you just say a moment ago, b'shem Rabbah, that as long as he's quiet, that's no hachana? So he's quiet. I didn't say a word. I just walked out to the sada, not a word. I go out to the Pesach Medina, not a word. So if Rabbah would have heard that price, he certainly would have changed his mind, and he would say that even if you say nothing, that's ultra hachana, and therefore that would also be prohibited. So the Marvelohi, Abulamai says, Senitaze. Rabbah, either he knew of this price, or even if he didn't, had he known of the price, or actually more Taka says, Velohi, Shomalahi Taka heard it, Velohi Hadabain, he did not change his mind, he did not retract. Why? Hasa Mukha Milza. There, if a person goes out to the end of this field, or the person goes out to the Share, the Pesach Medina, you and I and everybody else that's observing this person knows exactly what's going on. He's going to the end of his field. He's looking around, searching to see, does it need a little fertilizer there? Does it need a little pruning? Does it need a little weeding? Does it need a little water? Etc. Or if he's going to the Shara Medina, where there's the only bathhouse in town, I know he's going to Pesach Medina. He's not waiting for Eliyahu HaNavi to come. He's going there because right after the Zman, he wants to be the first one into the bathhouse. That's Muchamilza, and therefore that's considered to be a Achana, just walking, not saying a word, is a chon. However, hacha, when a person goes to the end of his tchum, there's no bathhouse over there and there's no field over there. Why is he walking there? La buchamilzi. Itzer merabon, if he happens to be a talmud chacham, who? Amrina shemaita mashchasi. The reason why he's walking in that direction and he seems to be kind of spaced out is because he's thinking of the tasteless, he's thinking of the Rambam, he's thinking of this, he's thinking of that. And so that's why that's occupying his thoughts. The Amoritu, Amrina chamir chesle. His chamor is running around somewhere and he's worried about tzavalachayim, he's worried about getting it back, and so therefore he's looking around and so he's walking around. So it's not, it doesn't look at all, it's not mukhach that he's doing l'shem hachana, and therefore then you have to say it. To make it hachana, you'd have to say it. However, if you're quiet, it's not hachana, and that's why Rabbah, even though he knew of the braisa, did not change his mind, and he said it's okay.